Good morning. First, I have an important letter from Cap to read to you. Dear Bruce, I am writing on behalf of the trustees of the Cap Centre Torbay to regretfully inform you and your congregation that the debt centre will be closing on the 31st of August. This is due to various reasons, including a reduction in funding as well as some lack of confidence in the CAP head office. The trustees spent a lot of time in prayer seeking God's guidance and discussed the closure of the debt centre at great length. As you can imagine, this was not an easy decision to make, but it was unanimous. On a practical vote, we would be very grateful if you could continue your financial support until the 31st of August, as this would enable us to meet our legal and moral commitments. We thank you for the faithful support of the Willows Christian Fellowship since the centre started over 5 years ago, and for your loyal support, Bruce, during that time. With many blessings, Nigel Pierce, Chair of the Trustees. Now we're going to go straight into our worship, and we're going to have the hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Jesus is mine.
We come to worship you, O Lord. We come to praise you. We come to thank you. We come to say that we love you, and we thank you for your love and for your care. You have never failed us, and we just simply love you all the way through our lives, because we know that you will always be with us. You are the one true and living God, the only God, Father, Son, and Spirit. We adore you. Amen.
Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music in your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! The senseless man does not know, fools do not understand. But though the wicked spring up like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they will be forever destroyed. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. For surely your enemies, O Lord, surely your enemies will perish, all evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Amen.
Now we're going to sing that lovely song, Thank You, Jesus.
Up from the grave to
Dear Lord, we come to you in prayer. We know that you always hear and answer our prayers. Today, Lord, we have many things upon our minds. But first of all, Lord, we want to thank you for the Debt Centre, for its past work here in Torquay. We thank you for the many people who have come out of debt as a result of that work. We thank you for the many who've come to faith and now are worshipping and serving you. Lord, for the present, we pray for our staff. We pray for Sally. We pray for Claire. We pray for Alexander. Lord, they've had to be made redundant, and we pray that you would be with them as they plan their future. Particularly, Lord, this will affect both Sally and Claire. And we pray that you would be with them, you would be their wisdom. And as far as the future is concerned, Lord, we pray that through the many possibilities that lie ahead, we will still be able to help people in debt. Lord, during this lockdown, it has not been easy for many of us. But I ask, Lord, now in our prayers, that as restrictions are being eased, that we might be sensible in our behaviour. Lord, it will not help if people do not keep to the restrictions that are still there. So, Lord, let us be sensible and let us be responsible. Lord, on a wider sense, we pray for many who are facing the possibility of redundancy. Many firms having to close. Many firms having to reduce their staff. So, Lord, those that are facing redundancy, will you be with them? Will you be all that they need? We pray too, Lord, for those that have become unemployed. Not easy to find a job under the present conditions. Lord, be with all who are affected in this way, including those who currently are financially crippled. But Lord, we want to put the future into your hands. Lord, we know that you love your people. We know that you want the best for all people. And so, Lord, we pray that we might be joyful about your help. You have been wonderful, and many things have improved in our society. Many more people have come to know Jesus as a result of the word going forward during this lockdown. Be with each and every member of the Willows. Be with their families. Be with their loved ones, their friends. Be with each one of us. Help us, Lord, that we might truly be your servants. And despite problems, let us go forward in joy, because we know that you go with us and you will always equip us. So, dear Lord, we pray for all in need, and we ask, Lord, that we might know not only your saving power, but your constant companionship. So, Lord, be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we're going to have the song, Jesus is the Name We Honor.
Jesus is the Jesus is the name we trust. He is the King above all other kings. Let all creation stand and see that Jesus is our God. We will glorify, we will lift Him high, we will give
from Psalm 92, the first part of verse 12, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. Number one, the roots of a palm tree go deep down into the earth. It has great roots that makes the tree strong and substantial. I'm not sure that my dear wife realizes that, because I have a desire to pull out any leaves that have gone yellow, and she thinks I'm going to harm the tree. I hope that's not true. But you know, its roots are strong. They are substantial. And you know, Psalm 1 verse 3, it says, man is like a tree planted by the streams of water. Now a palm tree bends and strains in the wind and storm, but it stands because of those deep roots. A Christian rooted in Jesus can stand the winds of temptation and the storms of trial. The palm tree has many enemies that threaten its life. The dangers of the desert, the burning heat of the sun, the fierceness of the winds, and the animals that rub away its trunk. And you know, our little cat, he's always rubbing against the trunk of our tree. But nevertheless, the trees live on because they are rooted deep in the earth. But you know, we get temptations in our life, don't we? Paul mentions some of the enemies of the Christian life in Romans 8. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, the sword. And then, in verse 37, he says, no. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. If our faith is deeply rooted in Jesus, we cannot fail. Number 2, the palm tree is upright. Solomon 7 verse 7. Your stature is like that of the palm tree, upright. Jeremiah says the palm tree rears itself straight up in the air, erect, stately and strong. You know, this should be like a good person who is not crooked but is upright in character and conversation. And that's a challenge for us, isn't it? There is a story told of a man, a leader at a boys' camp, who once said to the boys, "Go into the woods, back up to one of the fine, strong and straight trees, and pray this prayer. Lord, make me like one of these trees, tall, straight and strong." And the challenge here for us is, let us be strong, let us be firm, let us be upright in all that we do. Thirdly, the palm tree is graceful. It is the emblem of grace and beauty. In the Old Testament times, palm trees adorned the temple. Jericho was once called the city of palm trees and was one of the most beautiful cities in the ancient world. In heaven, the saints are portrayed as those clothed in white robes with palms in their hand, the emblem of beauty, grace, and truth. John said this of Jesus, "He was full of grace and truth." Now there are many meanings to the word of grace, but here it means charm and attractiveness. And surely there is something attractive about those who live near Jesus. Do others see Jesus in us? That's the challenge, isn't it? Number 4, the palm tree is an evergreen. Other trees turn dark and grey during the winter, but the palm tree holds its rich, deep colours. It shows it in all seasons. In other words, it's the symbol of faithfulness. And Paul says in 2 Timothy 4 verse 2, "Be prepared in season and out of season." So, can we say, "I will be an evergreen. I will be like the palm tree, showing my colours at all times"? Can we say, "Any time, Lord, day or night, in summer, winter, in darkness or light, we will follow you. In sickness, in health, in joy, in sorrow, in adversity or prosperity"? Can we say that we will be true? We know that we are called to be faithful, just as our God is faithful. Then number 5, the palm tree is fruitful. This illustration refers to the date palm. It produces up to 600 pounds of fruit each year. There are many uses for its fruit, including medicinal use. The camel feeds on date stones, and the leaves are used for making a variety of household articles. Thread and rope are made from the fibre of the branches. A drink is made from the sap. No wonder it was said that an Arab's existence depended on the palm tree. You know, my friends, the Christian is required to be useful and fruitful. The influence, the example, the spirit, the words, the deeds, and the life of a true Christian are meant to be a blessing. So we've got to let the fruit of the Spirit be seen in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. How can we do this? By being in touch with the source of that fruitfulness, which is no other than Jesus himself. The fruitfulness of the palm tree continues for hundreds of years, for this tree is noted for its long life. And my friends, the ministry of a Christian may bear fruit years after they have gone home to be with the Lord. 6. The palm tree grows in the desert. The palm tree thrives in the desert, and the Christian should flourish in difficult places. In Exodus 1 verse 12, or chapter 12, when God's people were under Pharaoh and slavery, it says, the more they were oppressed, the more they grew. Moses spent 40 years in Midian while God prepared him to lead the people through the wilderness. John the Baptist was trained in the desert. Jesus was led in the desert to be tempted, to be tested and prepared for his life's work. You see the challenge. The Christian grows and thrives in difficult places and becomes more and more like Jesus in that process. And seventh and finally, the palm tree is an oasis of refreshment. The traveller looks across the burning sands, parched with thirst, and sees a palm tree. His heart leaps for joy because he knows there is water, shade, food and refreshment for his tired body and spirit. But you know, the Christian can be like that because God, through Jesus, makes us a means of refreshment to a weary world. Jesus refreshes us, and in turn, we need to refresh others. So, if we would be a source of refreshment to others, well, we can only do it, can't we, by being close to Jesus. He is the very source of all things. We are to live in the life of God's love, and he will make our lives flourish like a palm tree. And to God be the glory. Amen. And now we're going to sing In Christ Alone. May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us, all those we love, all those that we see, all those that we meet. May his blessing be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.